Restitution for theft after injury. Exodus 22:3-4.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
If the sun has risen on him, guilt of bloodshed shall be for him. He shall make restitution. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the stolen property is found in his hand alive, whether it is ox, donkey, or sheep, he shall pay double. Being poor is not an excuse for theft according to God's rules. In fact, this is where some of the slaves come from. Evidently, one way to become a slave was to realize that you did not have enough money and choose to sell your labor for room and board. The other way was to be poor and get caught stealing, as we read here. The major difference that I see is that in one case, you got to sell yourself and choose your master. Stealing is not as good of an option because if you get caught, you would end up going to the highest bidder on the market, and that owner may not be a good person to work for. This is an interesting alternative to imprisonment in the Jewish community. No jail guards were required, and work was done while imprisoned. The term was limited to 7 years, as we read earlier. Notice also that the restitution for stealing was less if the person was hurt while stealing. This discouraged the owner from killing the thief. If the thief is caught alive, the victim could end up getting a much better deal. If the person is only injured and still able to get back to full strength, they could be sold for more as a slave even if they couldn't pay restitution. If the person was caught and able to pay, the restitution amount was 4 sheep or 5 oxen when they weren't injured, which is a much better deal than when injured, which only paid back 2 for 1. One thing I notice with all of these judgments is that they minimize the size and cost of government. The primary role of government, according to God's law, is to maintain justice that is administered by the people using natural human forces. These things are evidence of the divine nature of God's laws.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.